A New Jersey woman is suing DraftKings, claiming the sports betting site preyed on her husband with incentives that drove him to deposit $15 million over 4 years. Lisa D'Alessandro claims her husband stole from her and their two minor children to fuel his addiction, losing nearly $1 million that belonged to them. She claims her husband, only identified by his screen name, Medallo 99990, stole the money from her credit cards and the kids' savings accounts. The couple is now separated, according to the lawsuit, obtained by Straight Arrow News. That feels like a stretch to me. I mean, if he walked into a casino and did the exact same thing, I don't see why the casino would necessarily be responsible, said Wayne Taylor, an assistant professor at SMU who used to work in Las Vegas in the casino industry. This year, Taylor published a paper on the effect online gambling policy has on irresponsible gambling. But this lawsuit specifically says it does not allege liability on the basis that DraftKings passively permitted a problem gambler to use its gambling platform. Rather, the lawsuit claims DraftKings actively participated in the addiction of Medallo 1990 by targeting him with incentives, bonuses, and other gifts to create, nurture, expedite, and/or exacerbate his addiction. There is a bit of borderline predatory marketing that does come into this. So I think you would have a case, a strong case, against that type of behavior, Taylor said. That's what I would say is their weakest point in a case like that, is they are very, very aggressive. I mean, they're very aggressive with the offers, the promotions. The lawsuit claims DraftKings knew he was an addicted gambler because the company actively monitored his data. The lawsuit also claims he was depositing money in such increasingly high amounts that the company should have verified the source of the funds, which may have revealed he was stealing from his family. The lawsuit says the husband went from depositing about $2,000 a month into DraftKings in 2020 to nearly $65,000 a month by 2023. DraftKings has yet to comment on the suit. Taylor said the online sports betting world is new and murky. He expects to see more cases like this, where people get hooked and want someone to blame. There's a massive amount of interest in sports betting. So when you look at the tail end of the behavior, there are going to be these extreme cases where people lose their house or they lose their entire relationships and family, Taylor said. But he said, based on his study of more than 700,000 gamblers over 5 years, the vast majority of people are doing it responsibly. That said, the increasing legalization of sports betting and online casino gambling increased the number of people engaging in irresponsible gambling. Experts define irresponsible gambling as gambling more than 1% of monthly income. When you're gambling more than 1% of your income, you start to have these trickle-over effects into health issues, relationship issues, he explained. So that was our benchmark that we focused on. And not surprisingly, when you give more access to these platforms to bet on, we see an increase in this irresponsible behavior. Taylor's research found the problems and tax revenue are significantly higher in states that also legalize online casinos and not just online sports betting. As of this year, 6 states legalized online casino gambling, while online sports betting is legal in 30 states.